Chapter 7 Farron got settled into her seat on the luxurious, private plane as she waited for their departure, while Raynor continued his phone conversation, obviously someone business-related by what he was saying. She pulled out one of the magazines from her bag she had brought to help entertain her on the long flight there, and started flipping through Cosmo. When Raynor glanced up and saw her choice of reading material, his momentary distraction caught her attention, and she looked up in time to make eye contact with him, before he corrected himself and dove back into the topic he had been in the middle of. Farron flipped the magazine closed to look at the cover to see what might have been the source of his momentary lapse. It could have been, "Is your face aging too fast?" but she guessed it was more likely, "50 sex tips to blow his mind tonight," that was the culprit. She looked back up at him, and her mind was pulled back to that night, weeks ago, when he had brushed her face with such tenderness, and came mere inches away from kissing her. She had tried so hard to block that memory out of her mind, but it wasn't easy. When she had an undeniable attraction, she did well to keep under wraps from anyone, much less him. When she saw him with other women, her mouth would water at the way his hands would touch them, in that manner, just the other side of innocent, that gave her the smallest glimpse of what he could do behind closed doors. She had to get her mind off this, if she was ever going to make it through this trip. She stashed Cosmo back into her bag, since it wasn't doing her any favors at the moment, and brought out her e-reader instead. It would probably put her to sleep faster than getting her caught up on the latest urban fantasy book she was reading, but that would be okay too, since she had gotten very little sleep the night before. When Raynor's call ended, it wasn't a few seconds before his phone rang again. When he answered it, he had a brusque tone that had Farron recoiling in her seat. This one was definitely not business-related.
"Yes. Audra, this is not a good time. I'm going to be away on business and will not be back until later in the week. I'm sure I don't need to remind you of the limitations of our arrangement. And if you don't want an abrupt end to that arrangement, do not bother me again until I return. I'll call you if and when I am ready to do so."
He hung up and pressed the button to power his phone off. Yikes, Farron thought. The insensitive asshole was back, and she would seriously hate being on the receiving end of that. How could anyone have such a polarized temperament, she wondered. She had seen him with people like Dallas Evans at the office, or competitors from other agencies, for example, where he could be utterly ruthless and outright intimidating. Then there were the glimpses of a softer side that she secretly yearned to explore. How could she have feelings like this? If she knew what was good for her, she would forget about it altogether and just see him for what he was, her boss. And off-limits, end of story. But when has that ever been the end of the story? The flight attendant walked into the cabin from the cockpit and let them know they'd been cleared for takeoff, so once they had their electronics temporarily turned off and seatbelts fastened, they would be on their way. Farron shut down her e-reader, buckled her seatbelt, and let the rush take over her as the plane accelerated down the runway and lifted off the ground, transporting her to a place and time she would soon discover she'd never forget.